Shalom, love and blessings, Yahites, family of Yah. Today's episode, we're going to be listening to my Isha, my woman, my wife, as she recounts a dream that she had. Quite a peculiar one to her. However, what she was not aware of is that her dream had followed a prayer that I had prayed while seeking Yah, praying to Yah about a specific situation and subject. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear from her first, hear the dream first, and then in the next episode, what I'm going to do is let you know what the prayer was and what the subject matter was that I was praying to Yah about. So enjoy, and I pray that you are blessed, and it opens your mind and understanding about the spiritual nature of the life and the walk that we live, even deeper than what you currently think it is, because we literally are in spiritual warfare on a spiritual battleground, because the enemy came down to earth. He created war, created havoc, and spreading darkness. So, without going into anything else, let's hear the dream. Shalom, love, and blessings. Okay, babe, can you share again with me and everyone the dream that you had? You know the dream I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I had this dream, and in the dream I was walking, and I was going somewhere. I clearly knew where it was I was going. Now there was a point where in the dream I was kind of like walking uphill, and I became aware I was heading in towards central London. It's like I was already in London, but I was heading in towards, almost like I was heading to, like, towards Charing Cross Station. But anyway, I was walking, it was like there was a hill, and I'm coming up this hill a bit, and I suddenly become aware, just as I was coming to the top of the hill, that there was a lot of people, and I could hear this music playing. And as I got nearer to the top of the hill, I became aware that there were all these people there. And the only way to describe it was almost like there was a like a massive party, festival style, going on in the street. So one of the first things I noted was there was a man, but he was dressed, I don't know if it was like a drag type thing, but it was the way he was dancing on this podium. It was like a hexagonal shaped podium,
mm-hmm.
and it was raised, and he was just dancing.
Yeah.
And while he was dancing, this music was just going. And I remember looking, I think, oh my gosh. So anyway, I kept walking, and all I could hear was this woman. I looked and I heard this woman, and she said, "We can do whatever we want to do. We can be whatever we want to be. We can," and she said something, but I can't remember the exact words, but it was aligned with like sexual acts. Like, we can, in that sense, do whatever we want to do. And the crowd was going crazy. Like, yeah. But in the dream, I recognized the woman's face. And it was an actress, and it will come to me in a minute, probably her name, but I recognised her face straight away. So I remember looking and thinking, oh my gosh, but where I had to go was to the right, so it meant it took me straight through the crowd and everything like that. And I remember thinking to myself, just hurry up and get to where you need to go. So I continued walking, And as I was walking, I suddenly became aware that at some point I started bopping to this music, like the beat. And I suddenly thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to be tapping along to this, going along with this beat. So I looked where I was going. I thought, well, it's just there, just hop and get there. But I remembered in my head, and I thought, no, because by the time I get there, I might be full into this rhythm that's going on. I'm going to go back the way that I came, because I didn't hear any music in literally till I got to the top. Mm-hmm. So I thought, no, I'm going to go back just to make sure. So I turned around and went back the way that I came. At some point when I was going back down the hill, it was like all of a sudden I was in a shop. But the thing to note at this whole time is that I was wearing a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. I was wearing a wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was aware that I was wearing my wedding dress, if you like. So I went into this shop, and as I was going through the shop, I ended up going through, within the shop itself, there was a door. I went in through this door, and the door had another door to the right of the room. So I went in through that door and out through the other door on the right. But I realized as I went through that door afterwards that that room actually was a changing room.
Mm.
It's really weird. So I can describe it. It was more like a changing room, a large changing room.
Mm.
So when I came out of the room, the same woman that had been there saying, we can do whatever we want to do, we can be, she was leant up against the wall outside of the changing room door. And the only way to describe how she was looking at me was, first of all, I looked at her and it looked like there was like this underlying sadness to her. But she had this look as well, like I had something she really wanted.
Mm.
I can't explain it, but I had something that she really wanted. So anyway, I carried on going through, and as I walked around the corner, I was in a room, and I suddenly realized everybody in that room was what you would class as famous. Everybody in that room. But I didn't pause. It was just something I noticed as I was going through. And literally, I saw my exit. I thought, oh, and it was like the light. I knew straight away. Oh, that's where I go out.
Mm.
And I was so glad to see this exit point for whatever reason. Mm. I don't know, but I was really glad to see this exit point.
Mm.
So as I headed towards the door, and I was literally just at where I would turn to go out through this door, all of a sudden, this woman was behind me, and she was grabbing at my dress. I was surprised because nobody even batted an eyelid.
Mm.
But it wasn't like they couldn't see. They saw everything was happening. But it was like, it just didn't phase. No conversation slowed down. The drinking didn't slow down. Everything stayed the same.
Mm.
Except this woman was clawing and ripping at my dress.
Mm.
And I remember that I had to really, I pulled forward. And then the next minute, I pulled forward, quickly moved around the corner, and I got out of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And literally as you go through the door, it's like an immediate right, and there you were.
Okay.
And I was like, oh. So we came out and we were walking and talking but I don't remember what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing was, I looked down at my dress, and my dress was white still.
Amen.
But like something about the dress had fundamentally changed, but I couldn't tell what it was.
Mm.
And I kept looking at it, thinking, but this is my wedding dress. I know it's my wedding dress. Like I was trying to reassure myself of something.
But it looked different.
But it looked different. It looked completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a white dress, but it looked completely different. I didn't understand what was going on. Mm. And that basically was the end of the dream.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. And then that's when I told you about
so
my prayer.
Yes, because what happened was when I woke up that morning, the dream was on my mind, and I woke up that morning, remember the dream, I went in the bathroom, I was using the bathroom, I was like, what kind of dream is that? And then I thought, is it a cheese dream? What did I watch last night? Was I watching something last night? And so I wasn't actually going to say anything to you, because I thought, it must be a cheese dream. But then I thought, no, I've got to tell Gina this dream. So I told you the dream, Gina, and then you told me your prayer, and you knew, because I said to you, is it a cheese dream? You went, I know exactly what that dream means.
Amen.
That's what you said.
And that's in the next episode. Thank you, darling.
No problem.